1620-94.5 WTAW. Here are comments from the Brazos County Commission meeting where a burn ban has been adopted. The commission's unanimous vote followed a presentation from the Brazos County Deputy Emergency Management Director, Jason Ware.
Currently, with the temperatures ranging anywhere from 100 to 104 in the next week or two, the winds are picking up, and we have what we call dry heat in the area, where relative humidity is going down. And all that, equals extreme fire behavior. So your control burns can get out of hand pretty quickly and cause problems for your firefighters. Right now, our drought index is sitting at about 673 as far on average, with the maximum value at 727, and a minimum is 562. Most of Brazos County is in that average of around 673. So really, really dry. Right now, the U.S. Drought Monitor is showing Brazos County to be a normally dry category with the moderate drought just to our west. Currently, you all received the fire report yesterday. Burleson County has, since that fire report, has enacted a burn ban as well, bringing Burleson County, Leon County, Robertson, and Madison counties all having burn bans in place. No rainfall or drought-busting rainfall in the near forecast, the four volunteer chiefs are recommending a burn ban at this time because, we're looking at the future, looking at what's going on around us in other counties. Their activity is picking up. Currently, Brazos County is limited on how many fires they've run on in the last couple weeks, but being proactive, they're requesting a burn ban.
Two county commissioners with comments before the unanimous vote, the first from Nancy Berry.
I think when you get the four volunteer fire chiefs wanting one, there's no question about it.
Also making a comment, Commissioner Wanda Watson.
And having been traveling, you see it all up and down the highway in other locations.
The burn ban covering unincorporated areas of Brazos counties for 90 days unless rain results in an early end. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.